Welcome back to your local 406. I'm your host, Byron Kilbourne. With me, as always, is Wrangler Andrew Von Poopstein.
Hoop Holland hoop, baby.
Always a pleasure. This is the February 2007 edition of your local 406 podcast, which marks our fourth year of bringing you these reports.
It's been an exciting 4 years, and I can't believe that we've continued this for so long, and it's just been truly inspiring.
I couldn't agree more. Do you need another beer?
Does the water run counterclockwise after you flush in the southern hemisphere? Of course, pass it on over.
No, I couldn't possibly.
Oh, please.
I wanted to try something a little different today.
Okay.
I wanted to look into the history of your local 406.
That's great. I've always wanted to as well.
Why don't we start with your childhood? When did you discover you had a passion for plunging?
Well, believe it or not, it started in the womb. I was 2 weeks late, and they had to use a controversial plumbing method, only legal in New Guinea and the Canary Islands, if you can believe that. It was done by a visionary Dr. Ferguson, and he has since retired and moved south of the border, but it worked, obviously, you know, I'm here. And the free flow birthing method, as it was called, has unfortunately gone by the wayside. So, you know, I'm here. I was brought into this world unstuck and ready to flow freely. But really, from there, it was on to parochial school, where stoppages appeared to be a daily burden in the schools.
And now, was that for the entire time?
Well, you know, rural Wisconsin and cheese habits and everything. Need I say more?
Now, I know you've had a lot of adversity to deal with as well. Specifically, what comes to mind initially is the low-flow toilet incident.
Wow, the late 90s.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
Sure. The late 90s was a crazy time to be in Wisconsin because 1997-98, you had back-to-back Packers in the Super Bowl. If you couple that with Wisconsin going into the Rose Bowl in 99-2000, you're talking about high cheese consumption in the state with a backbone of a plumbing network that really couldn't handle that kind. You double that back with Brett Favre showing up in a cameo in the Something About Mary film, and you know you're just set up for disaster at that point for the entire state. So it was a difficult time.
Excuse me, I don't mean to cut in, but you may have to explain that because a lot of people may not have actually seen that movie.
Sure. You know, it's a classic Hollywood. Boy meets girl, boy falls in love with girl, girl runs off with Brett Favre and has a special needs brother. So it's pretty, you know, cut and dried, you know, classic Hollywood. It's a wonderful film, heartwarming surprise twists.
So was that a single nipple or was that both nipples?
Oh, I think you misunderstood me. I was talking about plot twists, you know, like films, movies, like Jaws and whatnot.
Oh, no, of course. I'm with you. Skinny dipping? I'm there. Anytime.
Byron, are you feeling okay? How many have you had? You've been over there for a while. Wow.
No, I couldn't possibly.
No. Oh, I think we better cut you off.
I couldn't agree more. Well, we are almost out of time, but before we go, I did want to remind you that your local 406 does care about the mental and physical well-being of all its plumber members. In this spirit, we will be posting exercise regimens to deal with the upcoming summer drinking season, which you all know starts on March 2nd, 2007.
Let us not forget that this is also Man-Child Awareness Day.
So, Andrew, any tips you could offer for the upcoming season?
You know, I've never been one to really ease into anything except for maybe a tight pair of velour slacks. So, you know, I say get out there and start drinking and enjoy yourself.
Outstanding. We'll catch you next month on your local 406.
Backo. 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 Biggity back.